Good morning. I'm Chris Miller, and I'm here for Prepared Foods, and my goal is to talk to you today about the innovation basics. When we think about the discovery process, we think about it in three stages, or three different types of discovery activities. First would be what we might call due diligence discovery, where we're working with our current product. A second would be more incremental, and a third might be called visionary, sometimes even radical. We're going to talk about that, but first let's talk about what is innovation. If you think about it, what makes up a product? It's an idea, but what makes up an idea? Well, an idea is somebody needs something, and somebody else has the capability of doing something. You put need and capability together, and maybe you have a product. Put it in a little strategic intent, and it helps. So let's draw that on a graph. First, we have needs. Needs, good old-fashioned customer needs, customer requirements, and let's divide those into three categories. We have current needs, we have emerging needs, and totally new need sets. Okay, so current, emerging, and totally new need sets. Need sets maybe even with customers we don't currently serve. We can talk about capability in the same way. Current, emerging, and new. So we'll call this capability. Current, emerging, and new. And what we have down here is what we might call due diligence innovation. We'll just label it DD for short. Due diligence innovation is absolutely critical. Boy, when I pick up the Prepared Foods magazine, I just see loads of wonderful due diligence ideas in here. It's just filled with things that vendors are seeking to help us do and do better. And you say to yourself, boy, why wouldn't I be involved in due diligence innovation? The removal of trans fats from the food stream. Those are examples. Replacing different types of sugars, different kinds of replacements, and maybe even in some cases packaging, which might be improved or environmentally less damaging. These are all what we might call due diligence innovation, or at least I would call them due diligence innovation. Wonderful territory, extremely important, and it's where most of us should spend the bulk of our time. When we think about this, we're talking about our current customers. We can go out and ask them, how would we make this product better? And current capabilities. We can go and talk to them very, very clearly about what we can go talk to our internal team and say, what can we do and what can we do better around this place? The next kind we might call incremental. And this is an interesting area, and we're going to be a little cautious about this area. I call it an incremental no man's land. We look at the emerging needs and emerging wishes of our customers, and the same on capabilities and technologies. And what we have here is what we might call the incremental space. I call it an incremental no man's land because what you can discover in this space is the same thing that everybody else can discover. It's a very difficult place to get competitive advantage. Here, you can, in due diligence, you can maximize your current resources and capital. Up here, you might have to invest new capital, and, oh, by the way, you're working with ideas.